In the late 19th century, Jacob P. Schneider, a merchant from Austin, built a two-story general store to accommodate his growing business. It was near a wagon ford of the Colorado River, a few blocks from bustling 6th Street. The store drew customers from near and far, and it also became a social hub. Schneider was a city alderman, and people often dropped by to talk politics. The store was designed in a utilitarian but elegant Victorian commercial style, with ornamental brickwork around the roof line and windows. Inside, 50-pound sacks of sugar, salt, and flour lined the west wall, and shelves of clothing lined the east wall. Produce was displayed in the middle. In the basement, wine, cheese, and smoked meats. When Schneider died in 1925, his son Ralph took over, then closed the store and leased the building. In 1974, the city of Austin acquired the property by eminent domain and planned to raise it to build a civic complex. But the city halted its plans as the 1970s building boom ended. Meanwhile, the store got historical designations that protected it from demolition. It sat empty for years. Then, Computer Sciences Corporation leased the area for new headquarters and worked with the city to incorporate the Schneider store into its redevelopment plan. In the year 2000, the building's exterior was restored by Emily Little Architects, masonry was repointed, and layers of old paint were removed to reveal locally produced Austin common brick. Computer Sciences Corporation's new five-story limestone and glass office building surrounds the historic store on two sides, uniting symbols of two very different Texas economies. Although the Schneider store no longer dominates the Austin skyline, when retail businesses move into the first floor, it once again will become a social center.